Shalom uvracha, everybody. Welcome back to our Na'ar Torah series. We've had a quick, short break because of Hanukkah, but we're back now. So we're in the 24th shir of the series. We're dealing with Harchakos. It's the fifth shir on Harchakos, and we're continuing with passing items. Bezrat Hashem, this shir should be b'zchus l'chayalim ha'kadoshim and all the rest of the kochot ha'bitachon who are shomer al ha'sinu ha'kodesh baruch hu should be magen aleinu b'chol makom she'hem, just like they are magen aleinu. Now, last time we dealt with passing with a few examples regarding passing, taking a blanket, playing ping pong, and today we're going to jump right into it and see four more examples. And remember, what we're trying to do here is get an idea, maybe perhaps some halacha l'maisa, but again, everyone should always check with their local Orthodox rabbi. And we're going to give the shir is we're going to give the case, say if it's mutter or usser, the reason, the source, if available, and we're going to see if we can be matir or if we are going to have to be osir. Okay, so passing a baby, can a couple who is in nida pass a baby from one to another? And this, if it's mutter usser, depends on the age of the baby. If it's a baby who can reach out to the parent, okay, so, you know, probably at least probably around two, and they can hold themselves and they're able to reach out to the parent, then a shayla needs to be asked if it's mutter to do. However, if it's a young baby, if it's a newborn, or they cannot yet reach out, then it's going to be usser to pass the baby from hand to hand. And the reason that it's usser is because it's like passing. Now, let's go through the possibilities. Now, regarding asking your rav, okay, we said you have to ask your rav. This, the tashbates, is matir because of the reasoning of chai nose et asmo, that someone, that a living being can hold himself up. However, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, the Shevet HaLevi, and Rav Shechter paskin against the Tashbates and say that it's Aser. Svardim say that Rav Ovadia paskins that if the baby can reach out, it's Mutter, otherwise it's going to be Aser. Now, what about being a Kavater at a Bris? So Kavater is basically on the way to the bris milah, they pass it through around to a few people. Now, what if the person is in, the woman is in nida and she wants to pass the baby to her husband? Supposedly there's some segulas, I'm not sure, ask your rabbi or your local Kabbalist. So passing it from the baby hand to hand is usher because the baby cannot reach out on its own, so it's 100% like passing, which we just saw before. This is brought down from the Mari Cohen. However, there are two ways we can be matter this. It can be mutter if they place the baby on the table and then the husband takes the baby from the table. So the baby's on this pillow, and then they put the pillow, which is holding the baby, the wife holds it, puts it on the table, and then the husband lifts the baby from and the pillow from the table. This is the eights of Rav Asher Weiss. Now, it's also mutter if the woman places the baby on two pillows and the husband slips his hands between them and picks up the upper pillow. Okay, this is the eights of Rav Ovadia. Or they can simply not accept the kibud. They can say no thank you. Okay, they are not going to be the kavater. But if they must, it's mutter since it's a mitzvah and it's in a public place. This is the eights of Rav Moshe. Now, what if you're passing something in public, like at a table? Okay, this very famously Rav Moshe paskins, it's usher. The halachos of nida must be kept even in public. It would be an isra of kirva. Let's also have Rav Ovadia paskins, so we have the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim holding the same. Now, Rav Ovadia is makel if needed, based on the Meiri, that since it's in public, there's no kirva, there's no issue that they're going to, you know, get fancy with one another because they're in public. And he used this to allow a chosim to give a ring at a chuppas nida, another case perhaps we'll deal with later, but not for right now. The last example we're going to be dealing with today is taking an object your spouse passes in public forgetting you're in nida. So if your spouse passes you an object and you forget that she's in nida, what can you do? So it's mutter, but you must be careful not to touch her. Seemingly, because they're in public and it's not done on purpose, it's going to be mutter. This is all said from the Darche Tahara. Bezrat Hashem will continue more with more hachakos passing tomorrow, b'siyata d'shmaya.